Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 160, the third paragraph, the very practical approach to his problems. Through that one paragraph ending, their loving and all-powerful Creator. Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Yvonne A., 12 Traditions, Tanya P. Readers of the text, Larry G., Joan Marie M., and Eileen M. The reference number for Monday, October 23rd, is 20,768. That's 20768. And for this morning, Tuesday, October 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,769. That's 20769. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Lois P., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone for your service. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. A Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Yvonne A. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everyone. This is Yvonne A., recovering compulsive overeater in BC, Canada. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Yvonne A. I will now ask Tanya P. Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. This is Tanya P. in Michigan, recovered in Michigan. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message, to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. I pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 160, the third paragraph, the very practical approach to his problems, through one paragraph ending, their loving and all-powerful Creator. And we're reading and commenting on this one paragraph today. I will now ask Larry G. to begin reading and get us started.
Good morning. My name is Larry G. I'm from California. I am just humbled to be asked to read this today. It starts off with what's the practical approach? The practical approach of the steps. We've been studying them since day one, beginning with the doctor's opinion. And what have been some of the results for me? Well, I have this group that when I talk about these promises that have come true, I'm talking about a vision for you.
I'm sorry, Larry, to interrupt you. Go ahead and read the paragraph first and then go ahead and share with us, if you would, please.
Yes, thank you. I was so overwhelmed by just thinking about this paragraph.
No worries.
Thank you for that reminder. The very practical approach to his problems, the absence of intolerance of any kind, informality, the genuine democracy, the uncanny understanding which with these people were irresistible. He and his wife would leave by the thought of what they could now do for some stricken acquaintances and his family. They knew they had a host of new friends. It seemed they had known these strangers always. They had seen miracles, and one has come to them. They envisioned the great reality and their loving and all-powerful Creator. I don't know about you, but when I read that, I just get choked up. And I should be getting choked up. You know, I've been saved. I've been rescued from the insanity of this disease. On August 2nd, 2019, I was driving out the airport to pick someone up. It was my AA birthday, and I had a bag of Hostess donuts, not the package, but an entire bag of Hostess donuts, and I was finishing them off, and one rolled off of the seat onto the floor. I bent over to pick up that donut, and I went through a four-way stop. I totaled my wife's brand new Subaru. I totaled a Ford F-150. And to this day, I get nightmares at night thinking how I could have hit a woman walking her child, a child on a bike. And that was not the worst. The worst was to come until I got into Vision for You in May of 2020. So yes, when I read this, I do get teary-eyed. So what has been some of the results of this practical approach? I'm part of this group, this Vision for You, a group of tolerant and loving people, genuine democracy. We just have this uncanny understanding of each other that's irresistible. I've made a whole new host of friends. Some of you I've never met before. Some of you complete strangers that I feel like I've known all my life. And I've seen miracles, and I'm one of them. Miracles continue to unfold in my life on a daily basis. And the most important thing is the great reality. A loving and all-powerful creator that said on May 2020, Larry, you've had enough. I'm going to introduce you to this group of people, and you're going to go to this group of people, and they're going to help you get well. And that's exactly what happened. I only have time to tell you how all that, which was a miracle, even finding a Vision for You during the pandemic. But I'm here. And I tell you what, if I can't make it here, all the resources we have and the support we have and this model based on the first 100 pioneers of Alcoholics Anonymous and studying this big book, I might as well jump off a bridge because I'm not going to make it anywhere. So with that, I pass. And I thank you for allowing me to give service today.
Thank you so much, Larry G., for getting us started. I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Patricia Chikela.
Patricia?
From New Jersey.
And was that a K initial?
C.
C.
Patricia
okay.
C.
Okay, very good.
Devorah S. from New Jersey.
Devorah S.
Stephanie L.
Stephanie L.
Shanna C. Tennessee.
Shanna C.
Tanya P. from Michigan.
Tanya P.
Jordan L.
And Jordan L. Let's go ahead and stop there. Patricia C., Devorah S., Stephanie L., Shanna C., Tanya P., and Jordan L. Patricia C., please go ahead and get us started.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pat C. from New Jersey, compulsive overeater. I thank everyone for their service and for being here today. This paragraph is really going to make me cry this morning. I had an incident over the weekend where I wound up in the emergency room all day yesterday. And it was because I just pushed myself so hard to get so much done last week. And my expectations sometimes, it's a big character defect for me. I was having an overnight guest on the weekend, and we had all these great plans, but I just overbooked everything. And what I'm really so grateful for is that a lot of friends and family, they listen, they try to give advice, but the one who helped me the most this morning is to start to realize what I've done and how to cut back was my sponsor. And I am so utterly, utterly grateful to her for being there for me. She really listens. She helps. She's helping me to set boundaries and to scale back on all my expectations and just doing too much physically and too much for others. It was her suggestion. She said, if you can make this meeting at 10 o'clock, Pat, it's live. Try and do it rather than just listen to a recording. And it was really one of the best pieces of advice she gave me for this morning. And once again, I'm just so grateful for her and grateful for her. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Patricia C. Devorah S., please share with us. Stephanie L., and please let us know where you're calling from. Star 1, Devorah S.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here and doing the service that you're doing. My name is Deborah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And, you know, this paragraph says a lot, and I love the first sentence. It's a long sentence. The very practical approach to his problems, the absence of intolerance of any kind, you know, just that one little part of that sentence, because it's so easy for me when I to listen to the things that I say to myself, you know, that could hold me back from working this program. Oh, if you had the life that I had, if you had the kids that I had, if you had the husbands that I had, like all these excuses that I can come to the table with, you know, in program and saying to my sponsor, oh, I can't call you at that time because, or, you know, all these excuses that I give myself, the reasons why I ate because I ate. And, you know, in this program, I'm learning there's no excuse. What is going on in your life? I can work this program. I do not have to pick up the food. I don't have to, whatever. There's so many reasons why for me to be here. You know, the promises of this program and the food will never make it feel better. So, you know, there's no room here for these excuses. And we don't take this intolerance from other people. We show them. You know, as sponsors, we show our sponsees and the newcomer that there's so much hope here and that we all can bring here, just listen to everyone share, you know, and we can get through anything as long as we are working this program and working the steps of this program. And, you know, the last sentence says they have seen miracles and one was to come to them. They visioned the great reality, their loving and all-powerful creator. And that's where it all comes from. You know, the willingness for us to be here, to stay abstinent, to work the steps, you know, God gives us this special gift. And we have an obligation to pass it on, to share with others that they too can recover and get better a day at a time. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Devorah S. from New Jersey. Stephanie L., please share with us, followed by Shanna C.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And what a beautiful paragraph this morning and yesterday. Oh, my gosh. And what hope there is here, you know. And this was my experience coming out of relapse. I saw these women whose faces, whose eyes were shining, wearing lipstick on a Zoom meeting, like I guess the word would be shining with, you know, joy in this miracle of recovery. And, you know, I heard them talk about how they worked these 12 steps, which in my mind is this practical approach to my problems. There's really nothing that, you know, life gets lifey, and these 12 steps give me a way to move through that so that I can connect with this God who's created these miracles in my life one day at a time. And then that uncanny understanding and that lack of intolerance, right? Like people get it. I can talk about these things that I've done with food, these things that have been very shameful for me, even things that I've done in my life, I can share them with these women that I trust, and they get it, and they absolutely get it. And I have a host of new friends today. I have these people in my life who, you know, are there for me, and I get to be there for, and we do 10 steps together, and we outreach, and we share our days, and we share our struggles. And, you know, I love this last two sentences. They have seen miracles, right? I saw miracles in these people who had recovered, and I wanted what they had, even though part of me didn't believe I could have it, because it seemed, you know, I thought I had exhausted all my recoveries or these lies that the disease told me or that I told myself, right? But I was looking at these miracles of recovery, right? that is given, right? I do this work and I am changed by this loving and all-powerful creator one day at a time. And it really is beautiful, and it really is a miracle that's available to everyone and anyone who is willing to show up and do this work. It's available to all of us. And what a gift that is. And thank you for letting me share. No pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L. Shanna C., please share with us, followed by Tanya P. And if you happen to be just joining us, we're talking about page 160, the third paragraph. The paragraph starts with the very practical approach to his problems, through that paragraph ending their loving and all-powerful creator. So Shanna C., please share with us.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay, sorry, I hate asking that. But anyway, this is Shanna C., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Tennessee. I'm just grateful to be on the line. I'm grateful that today that, you know, our fellowship continues to expand, you know, like with modern technology. Who knew that the folks of AA back then, if they could see what's happening and how the loving hand of God has reached out in so many facets. And helping so many others. Oh, wow, what an impact. And the what jumps out at me is they had a host of new friends. It seemed they had known these strangers always. You know, that doesn't, you know, my whole life I've always wanted to connect with people that didn't have the power to do it. And I needed some sort of substance, whatever, to take the edge off in order to be able to relax and take it easy and stop struggling. Because, you know, you take away the substance. I've got a people problem. I don't know how to form a true partnership with another human being. I don't know how to be, you know, anything but ill at ease around people left to my own devices. And, you know, the substances worked. The food worked until it stopped working. It never really worked, but it gave me a false sense of ease and comfort. It distracted me so that I could tolerate being around people. But nonetheless, here, you know, a new host of friends, like automatically identifying with the problem as well as the solution. Like, these people have been where I am, and they know how I feel, think, and ate, and know that it's what it's like every day to be a compulsive overeater, where so many people do not and can't identify. And I'm so grateful for the fellowship. Moreover, I'm grateful for, you know, there's my sponsor who has taken me through the steps to enable me to see that there's a God at work in my life that cares about this problem as well. And so grateful to have the relief that came from working the 12 steps and surrendering this, you know, this to the God of my understanding and enable me to access power by which I could live and relax and take it easy and stop struggling around people without having to eat over it. And anyway, so grateful to be here. Grateful for you, my friends, for the outreach calls, the phone, nothing but gratitude today. And from what I understand, a grateful heart doesn't have to eat. So I want to stay grateful. Thanks for everything.
And thank you, Shanna C. from Tennessee. Tanya P., please share with us, followed by Jordan L., and then I'll be taking some more names of people who would like to share.
Good morning. This is Tanya P., recovered in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And the thing that stands out for me, oh, everybody said everything I was going to say, so now I'm making it up. The very practical approach to his problems, juxtaposed against elated by the thought that, of what they could do now. For me, you know, as I came into recovery the first time, you know, I wanted to give the program to everybody, just give it away, give it to everybody. I was so elated to be free that I lost touch with the practical approach to my problems and ultimately the connection to my higher power. And ended up in a relapse state. And I thank God every day for this fellowship, because as I was struggling, those folks who had helped me through the first time didn't give up on me. They just kept reaching out to me, a couple of people in particular, who just kept poking the bear, which is who I became, and didn't let me go. And I'm so grateful for that, to be back on this road where we trudge. You know, some of it is work. And I get only snippets of that elation now. But I am truly free if I exercise this practical approach to my problems. Work lived in steps 10, 11, and 12, and work towards a consistent, loving connection with the great reality, my loving and all-powerful creator. So thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. from Michigan. Jordan L., please share with us, and then I'll take some more names.
Hey, thanks, Dawn, for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. while I might be recovered, I still have a pretty obsessive little brain. I don't take it too terribly serious today. I try to let the spiritual realm guide me instead of this obsessive little brain of mine. But this has kind of become my new obsession. This way that Overeaters Anonymous works. Like how it is that we're able to create this in our groups and our meetings and our interactions with each other, in sponsoring others and being sponsored. this spiritual in nature answer and how it is like understood and transmitted amongst the fellowship, amongst like members of this fellowship. Because I got to tell you, it doesn't just happen on its own. I've been to quite a few Overeaters Anonymous meetings now, including phone meetings and Zoom meetings and in-person meetings and have started a meeting now. Like we started an in-person meeting in the tiny little town of Gunnison in the last 6 months or so. So I've gotten a chance to see firsthand how this goes about. And I really tried hard not to be the director of the show. I was just going to be a member and participate and see where the this first sentence, the traditions hadn't been written yet, but this first sentence really describes it, like how it is that this feeling, this presence of a higher power comes to the group, is felt amongst the group, you know, this practical approach to our problems, the absence of intolerance of any kind, the informality, you know, like we don't create rules just to have rules come together naturally, and the genuine democracy that everyone has a voice and is able to speak about recovery with wherever they're at, and the uncanny understanding that these people had were irresistible. I'll be honest, I didn't think I was going to get a whole lot out of this new meeting. I was like, oh, geez. But I'm happy to report that it shifted my heart yet again, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this program. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Jordan L. from Colorado. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. We're on page 160, the third paragraph, starting with the very practical approach to his problem, reading through that one paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Kelly L. from Washington.
Kelly L. from Washington.
Wiley G.
Liz A., California.
Wiley G. and Liz A.
Deb E. in Israel.
Deb E.
Janet G. from Las Vegas.
Janet G. And I'd take one more name. Okay, let's Luann. Go with that. Who is that?
Luann from Boise.
Luann. Okay, very good. Let's start with Kelly L. from Washington, followed by Wiley G., Liz A., Deb E., Janet G., and Luann. Kelly L., please get us started.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly L., a compulsive eater from Washington State. Thank you so much for being here and for your service. You know, like someone else had mentioned, all the shares have been wonderful and have said really most of what was on my heart. But I just wanted to claim my seat today and just share my gratitude for this fellowship. You know, your miracles were my miracle. When I came into the program about 3 months ago, I was pretty sure OA could work for everyone but me. But seeing true recovery at these meetings on Zoom gave me that little seed of hope that, well, if that could happen to that person and that person, then maybe there's a chance it can happen for me. And my biggest struggle was a belief in a higher power. And hearing other people who had struggled perhaps with that a little bit, too, gave me that sliver of hope. And really, that's a beautiful thing. That's all you need. You just need that door, like, barely creaked open for amazing, wonderful gifts to come in. So thank you, everybody, for sharing your miracles. They're contagious, almost like a yawn. When one person has one, they start potentially popping up all over. I can call any of you and share, you know, some of the most personal information or things that are happening in my life or, you know, things that I thought I'd go to my grave keeping secret and just being able to release those stories to people who truly understand so that I can also release them to my higher power has just been amazing. So just so grateful and miracles are possible for every single one of us. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kelly L. from Washington. Wiley G., please share with us, followed by Liz A.
My name is Wiley G., compulsive overeater from Colorado, and great to be in the meeting today. And I am definitely grateful today for the practical aspect of our program, because I think I can really get into the weeds and, you know, really try to think things about my psyche, and, you know, I can read all sorts of stuff about psychology and this and that. I mean, that stuff can be good, but I think, you know, what's really worked the best and proven to work is that practical, you know, basically the steps. And then it talks about service and kind of that cycle of service that I think is wonderful, that really, you know, no matter where we are along the line, we can all be of service in a small way or a big way. And that really, you know, is also something that's proven to work for me too. So thanks a lot for the topic. Hope everyone has a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Wiley G. from Colorado. Liz A., please share with us, followed by Deb E.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, all. This is Liz A., recovered compulsive overeater in California. God, most of you have touched on things that I was thinking as well. I wanted to look at the sentence, they knew they had a host of new friends. And, you know, when I came in, I was so lonely, because I thought I was the only one that was like this, defective. And to learn from others that I had a disease, you know, that it was a matter of an allergy of the body and a mental a mental obsession, you know. I did have a mental defect, and knowing that I wasn't the only one that had it, it just opened me up, and it was amazing. And there's a friend in the program that says, if you can't find God, look for him in the eyes of your fellows. And at first, that's exactly what I did, because I couldn't find God. And I could see that light in their eyes, and I could see the recovery. And as much as I wanted to be a defeatist, I just, hope started to come through. And now, I just, everything in the fellowship, everything and everything I do, I'm reminded to bring God into it. I am not alone in anything that I do, in every decision that I make, to open my mouth, to say, to act. I just bring God into it, and God guides me and helps me. And I mean, I think we have the key to freedom. We have the key to life here. And I'm sorry for the people that don't. So I am grateful to be a compulsive overeater, because I did not get the book on how to live life. And now I have the best relationships in my life that I've ever had. And with that, I will pass. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Liz A. from California. Deb E., please share with us, followed by Janet G.
Hi, I'm Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. There's just so much in this paragraph. I like the way it just starts describing the program and how different it is from other things I was used to. You know, the fact that it's a practical approach. There's just this simple, list of things to do, you know, and the absence of intolerance. I felt that acceptance. I felt that I belonged right away. I felt that people, you know, I thought I wasn't going to belong, and I thought I'd get turned away. But what happened, the reality was that I was accepted with open arms and invited in. And the informality and, you know, it was so strange for me. My thinking was so, I was so entrenched in the thinking, well, who's in charge? Who's the leader? Someone's got to be in charge, and someone else has got to be in charge, and there's got to be this hierarchy. And this is the only place that I've ever seen an absence of that. And of course, we do have someone in charge. It's our higher powers. That's the only, you know, thing that's in charge. And that took some getting used to, you know. That was kind of refreshing, but it was also really different and so foreign to what I was used to. And I can really relate to, it seemed they had known these strangers always. I feel like I can just get into a really deep conversation with someone in program pretty much right away. Get right into the conversation. I really appreciate those conversations, because I don't have that outside of program. You know, I can't just meet someone for the first time, start talking to them, and get into, I mean, I guess I could, but it doesn't really happen for me. But it happens for me in these rooms. And when I speak to someone, I may be speaking to them for the first time, and we can just get right into really deep talks. And I've always really appreciated that. There's a connection I've felt with my fellows in OA that I don't have with other people. There's some people in my life that I do have that connection with, but for the most part, I found that in OA. And miracles, I mean, without a doubt, miracles. So many miracles I've seen in my own life, and I've seen in other people's lives. And I think I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb E. from Israel. Janet G., please share with us, followed by Luann. Go ahead, Janet. Star one, Janet.
This is Janet G. from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm a compulsive overeater. I was born an alcoholic. I turned to food when I was about 6 years old for comfort, for security, my mother rejected me, abandoned me, and so I turned to food. And not that it was her fault, it's just that I'm an addict. So it's not what happens to you, it's how you react. But now, my top weight was about 335, and I'm 5'2". Most of my life, I averaged about 200, 250 pounds. Now, I maintain a normal weight of 120 pounds. But, you know, weight is just a symptom of the disease. What I have now is some clarity of thought. I see the insanity of my thinking, how I expected to get comfort and security from a brownie is crazy. I can just hear the devil laughing at me. And I am just so grateful that I am finally coming out of that misery. I was never unhappy. And I was addicted to food, even though I hated eating towards the end, and it didn't comfort me anymore. I had to eat, and I hated it. I hated myself. And now my thinking is getting clear. The insanity is clearing up. I eat now to nourish my body, and I see food as a nutritional thing. And I have starting to have a relationship with my higher power, with other people, which I never had before because I was so screwed up, so sick. Not that I'm well now, but my emotional security is getting there. I have hope now. I'm happy now. And just loving this road to recovery. And I'll tell you, I fought it every inch of the way. I am so stubborn. And I'm grateful now for the clarity of thought and the recovery. Thank you very much for letting me share. And thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Janet G. from Nevada. Luann from Idaho, please share with us, and then I'll be taking another name or two.
Hi, everyone. Thanks. I'm Luann, recovered in Boise, Idaho. I was really grateful this morning for the reminder of an incident that happened to me long before program where I was driving, and I was a very driven personality, and had my young child in the back seat, and I ran a stop sign, and I just was racing through it. And when I realized what I had just risked, I had to pull over to the side. I was so shaken. And you know, this is an incident that is so cloaked in shame in my life. And I'm thinking this morning how God in this program not only relieves the shame, but takes the shame and recycles it to be able to help somebody else. I mean, only God could come up with this idea. And it's definitely the only one doing it for a buck. And the thing that stood out for me in the reading was the practical approach. And before, when I sponsored, all I really had was, you know, hey, you can do it and just keep coming back. And you know, my own personality. And with this practical approach, which is so understandable and able to be transmitted, my personality is out of it. And to see it work you know, in another person's life. It's, wow, that has never happened to me. And it's a new experience. I'm so grateful to be a part of it. So just grateful this morning. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Luann from Idaho. And we have time now for a couple-minute share. Is there someone who would like to take a two-minute share who hasn't shared in the last few days?
Wendy
Charlotte P.
Wendy M. Wendy M., please share with us. I'm sorry, the others, please come back tomorrow. We would love to hear from you. Go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much, Don. Everybody's shares are amazing. I'm recovering in Boulder, Colorado. So the first thing that I see is the traditions. And what I know about the traditions is that they're divinely inspired, and they make the rooms, they make the calls, they make everything a safe place to land. And that's an incredible gift. I mean, how did they know, right? Like, how did absolutely divinely inspired, no intolerance of any kind, genuine, you know, democracy, uncanny understanding, not just an understanding. It's uncanny, right? You go to your first meeting, you go, oh my God, you know, I'm in Technicolor. I'm in a completely different world. And then the word irresistible, right? Like, I've been starving, literally, right, for something like this, starving for connection, starving to be validated, starving to validate another human being. You know, the best part of my day, I'll text my sponsor and say, God, I feel crappy. I'm on step 9. Me. And she says, why don't you call some newcomers? And she was right. You know, the conversation was irresistible. It was uncanny, the understanding that we had for each other. You know, and that's what I do when I'm in myself, is I call you guys. And I say, how can I be helpful? And those words don't, like, that's not a, you know, a natural thing for me to say. How can I be helpful? But you say it anyways. You act as if it really doesn't matter. So that's incredible. The traditions, safe place to land for the first time in our lives, you know, and that we thought we'd known these people forever. These are new friends. And new is not just like I just met somebody new. It's like new, you know, it lands. It's like, oh, man, this is different. I'm in a different universe. And I think that's my time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Joan Marie M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only until keep you until then.
Good morning, everyone. Beautiful, beautiful shares. This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada, gratefully recovered by the grace of God. Our book is meant to be suggestion only. We realize we have know only a little. God will continuously disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. God bless you and keep you until then.